How's everybody doing?
Good.
Is everybody here?
Live on tape at WGN TV Studios in Chicago.
I'm buying in.
I'm all buying in. Yeah, I'm all in. All in to the program. Yeah, next question.
Who is Marcus Leshock?
Less is more with him. We're going to put him in positions where he can be successful. Not a lot of thinking.
And Steve Lippold.
For the love of God, don't start Cam Newton over matchup.
Stupid!
The Fantasy Festivus.
I'm happy for Steve, and I told him I'm proud of him. I tell you what, he's always like a forgotten man.
A fantasy sports podcast for the rest of
us. Shut up.
We are back, week two, Fantasy Football Festivus. I'm Marcus Leshock.
I'm Steve Lippo.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. I am excited to be back. I'm also excited to share with the audience our email address, fantasyfestivus@gmail.com, fantasyfestivus@gmail.com.
That's it.
Yeah, and we've gotten some comments from you guys already, some questions we're going to go through. People are getting their drafts in order. Have you drafted yet in any leagues?
No.
I haven't either. I used to be in a league that drafted pretty early, and we stopped that ever since I drafted Michael Vick 1 year and he broke his leg in that first preseason game. We all decided that nobody wants that to happen to them. We all
laughed.
That was like the first, I think it was his rookie year, was it? Or second year or something. Maybe
yeah,
his second
year. It was early in his career.
Yeah, and it was the worst feeling because I think I picked him like in the top three or something.
Of course.
Anyway, we want to also announce our Fantasy Festivus League. We are doing it again. We talked about it last week on the podcast. The draft is going to be next Tuesday night.
Yes.
So if you want in, you can just email us.
It's the 27th of August.
Yeah. And we're just going to do that right now. So just email us, fantasyfestivus@gmail.com. If you want in the league, tell us why you should be in the league. And if you give us a good enough response,
yeah,
which will be judged by us,
yes,
you'll get in.
I agree with all of that.
And we'll talk about you all year. We will trash talk to you. And you'll be famous.
We gave shout outs all of last year, and now there are 11 people, Marcus included, who are not as good at fantasy football as I am.
I know, exactly. And so, we will also announce the winner's name on the air, which we did with Steve Lippo.
Correct.
Here. Yeah.
Maybe it'll be a viewer this year.
Maybe it will be. We never know. So anyway, we're going to talk about a lot of things in the podcast. We talked about our league. We're going to talk about our top five running backs, as well as answer all of your questions. We have things from QB questions about Drew Brees or RG3, Tavon Austin. We'll talk about him a little bit, and maybe some rookies that could make an impact this year, as well as some keepers and a Von Miller question as well popping up. I wonder what that's all about.
Everyone loves those independent defensive player leagues.
Right, and then we'll talk about the Bears as well. So you ready to do some top five?
Let's do it.
All right, so top five running backs. Last week we did quarterbacks. We want to each rank our top five running backs. Let's just start with your number five. Who do you have at number? This was difficult for me, by the way. Was this tough for you?
You know what? This was a lot easier than the quarterbacks for me.
Right, yeah,
because
right.
I kind of went outside the box. You mentioned RG3.
Yeah.
RG3 was in my top five quarterbacks, which is a bit risky. I with running backs, I stay safe. So everyone's, I will say this. A guy who is not in my top five is Jamaal Charles.
He's not?
No.
Wow, okay.
And
he's my number five.
Yeah, see, I figured he'd be right there.
Right.
I figured he'd be right on the cusp, but with the foot injury, even no matter how mild it is, I can't get over it.
All these guys seem to have are banged up right now.
I know. Anyway, my number five is Marshawn Lynch.
Okay.
Seattle Seahawks, he's a beast, I think. I'm looking at the stats. 1,500 yards, 11 touchdowns last year.
Yep.
And they still don't necessarily have anyone who's going to take a lot of carries. So I'm fine with him as a very safe number five.
He was right there for me. I probably could have gone with him at five instead of Jamaal Charles. I just think without that injury to him, he could have been top three for me. I don't know. Whenever he's on the field, he can have these blowout games, as Marshawn Lynch can as well, have some pretty big games.
It's beast mode.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, let's go to number four. My number four, Doug Martin.
Hey, it's also my number four.
Really? Okay, yeah. Doug Martin, who seemed to be maybe a top or close to the top of some people's overall draft boards, fell down a couple spots for me just because of that head injury the other week.
Yeah.
I always get worried about that.
It's crazy. I'm less worried about a head than a foot. I mean, you'd think, if your brains are scrambled, maybe.
Yeah, and just to talk about that. He did leave the game. People were worried that he might be concussed, but the team said he is not concussed.
It was a precautionary removal.
Right.
So all signs point to him being okay. He is both of our number four.
He's back in practice, and he will probably play in the preseason game this week. Who's your number three?
Number three is Mr. Ray Rice.
Ray Ray?
Ray Ray.
Wow, now, in your top three?
Yeah. Now, I have...
Why?
I have an unconditional love for Ray Rice because I drafted him as a rookie, and he basically won me all my leagues that year. And ever since, I've been really high on him. I like Ray Rice.
He was a great value that year. I mean, I think I got him in like the fifth or sixth round.
Yeah, that was one of my
classic fantasy sleeper.
Best picks ever. I love that pick.
As well as Arian Foster when he debuted as well. He was a great pick. But that's Flacco's team now. That's Super Bowl MVP Joe Flacco's team.
Yeah, you know what? Joe Flacco can be Super Bowl hero, and that's fine. And he can throw the ball for one game a year. But they live on defense and running the ball and Ray Rice and even Flacco.
In the passing
and
game.
Yeah, but they pass out of the backfield a ton. If you're in a PPR league, he racks up receiving yards.
He has the potential to do that.
He had almost 500 receiving yards last year.
With Pitta out, I tend to agree with you a little bit more. But he definitely has a potential to be top three. I hope he is. But... I'm not sold. My number three, CJ Spiller.
Oh.
Of the Buffalo Bills.
See, okay.
Who could have been even higher.
I'm going to take issue with this one.
CJ Spiller has looked outstanding.
He has looked outstanding. He's also
very good.
He also has parts of his body that are made of paper mache.
He does. You're correct.
I cannot put a guy that's not durable in my top three. He's not even going to get all the carries.
I just think that...
He's
Well, how
they got
so?
Fred Jackson.
Fred Jackson's not going to do much at all this year.
Okay, CJ Spiller's never carried the ball more than like 250 times in
all
a year.
All the indications out of camp there is that Fred Jackson is going to be very limited in his role this year. It's CJ Spiller's team, and he's looked great in the preseason.
Yeah, Fred Jackson's going to be limited to the carries from inside the two-yard line.
Fred Jackson's
not all the touchdowns.
Fred Jackson's not Mr. Durability either.
Come on.
He might get hurt walking into the building one of these days. He's old.
I'll place a Ray Rice CJ Spiller bet.
You want to do that?
I'm fine for a little
side bet.
All
right, let's do that.
All right,
you ready?
We'll talk. Yeah, sure. What do you want to bet? Total yards.
That's fantasy points. Standard scoring fantasy
points. In our league at the end of the year, no matter who has
which
them,
is standard scoring.
CJ's right. Okay.
No PPR.
Okay. No PPR. Okay. We're not doing PPR in our league.
Did we do PPR last year?
Yeah, I think we did.
Okay.
Half a point.
Well, for our bet. If you're going to do PPR...
Okay, I tell you what, whatever it is...
I don't think we did PPR.
No,
I don't think we did.
It's getting dicey now.
No, we're going to have to look it up. I'm pretty sure we did not do PPR.
More on this bet next week.
Okay, because PPR, that's another story. And I would have maybe ranked these a little bit differently. But anyway...
Marcus and I are fighting to the death.
So did you say you're number three?
Yeah, it's Ray Rice.
Oh, it was. Okay, who's your number two?
My number two... Well, one and two, we both have the same one and two. The question is... I think everyone's got the same one and two. The question is, did you decide to be the contrarian and not put Adrian Peterson one?
No.
You put Adrian Peterson one.
I did, yeah.
So Arian Foster is both of our... We have Peterson one, Foster two.
I do not.
You do not have Arian Foster
Arian
number
Foster
two?
Foster might not play in week one.
What?
Yep.
Come on.
Yep.
No.
Might not play.
Get out of here.
That's really bothering me. His injury issue.
Okay, hold on. I'm looking through this list of running backs.
So who is my number two?
Wow. I don't
who
even know.
Who has looked outstanding in the preseason
far? Don't say Matt Forte.
And who has...
Don't
no,
say Matt
no,
Forte.
It's not, no, it's not. Okay. Although he has potential. He has a potential. Who is in a new offense that's high-powered, going to be booking all over the place, catching some balls?
If you say old man Steven Jackson...
No, not at all. Okay. No way. No way.
Who are you talking about?
This is what I'm talking about.
Oh,
he's flying under the radar.
No, I just figured out who it is.
Who is it?
Don't say Reggie Bush.
No, it's not Reggie Bush. Come on.
I'm out of running backs. Who are you talking about?
LeSean McCoy.
No.
Philadelphia Eagles, LeSean McCoy.
Same. No.
No. Listen, no. You've been busy in Bourbonnais and Hallis Hall and everywhere else. I've been watching film. I've been locked up in this cubicle watching film while the sports guys are out doing a job. LeSean McCoy has looked great. He looks like he's the old LeSean McCoy. Chip Kelly, I'm buying into this. I'm totally buying into the Eagles, their offense this year.
He had two touchdowns last year.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's flying under the radar.
But you're going to rank him number two?
I am. The point of these rankings is for me at the end of the year, who do I think is going to be the number two fantasy running back? I think it's going to be him. I just have a hunch. I could be totally wrong, but I think it's going to be him. And I think Arian Foster, he might not even play week one. now we're going to go back and look at this, and he's going to have like 30 fantasy points week one. But I'm just saying, like, there are some injury concerns with Arian Foster this year.
I would like to back up my Ray Rice bet with a Arian Foster, LeSean McCoy bet.
All right. Well, let's just put a bunch of bets. Well, this is good. So you had AP number one?
I did have AP number one.
So you're buying AP. He might play this week in the preseason. Do you think they should play him at all? I just say you keep him on the bench. Listener questions. We asked some of you to send in your comments. First up, I want to go from Mike Hudak. He has a quarterback question. We talked about QBs last week. Mm-hmm. He's in a keeper league. He wants to know if he should keep Drew Brees or RG3. Did you know that, by the way, I watched the Redskins game last night. Did you know that Rex Grossman is also an RG3?
Yes.
I did not know that. He's the original RG3. He played last night because both their quarterbacks
and everyone knows the second version of everything is always better. So exactly. RG3 new is way better than RG3
old. We could see a lot of Rex Grossman this year. Well, horrible things can happen in Washington. So anyway, these are
two of my top five QBs, but I got to go Breeze.
Yeah, I think you do just because of the injury. I mean, RG3 has all kinds of crazy upside. I think Breeze is due for another monster year this year.
Agreed.
This was an interesting comment. I haven't heard much talked about him. Tavon Austin. Yeah. John wants to know where to draft him early round steal. I don't think that would be a steal. I think he's just available for you in the early rounds, but I would not take him.
He's going to get drafted.
Yeah,
he's,
of course.
Tavon Austin, for those of you who don't know, the speedster out of West Virginia, was drafted by the Rams. Amendola
anymore on the Rams. Yeah, so he can get a lot of looks.
So yeah, well that the
also
Rams
also a lot of coverage.
The Rams offense, there's really no one else to look at, which is a big problem. So people might be focusing on him a little more than possible. You know what? I think he's definitely gonna get drafted. If you wanna make sure you get him, middle to early late rounds, if that makes sense.
Like what round? I mean,
if you have like 14 rounds in a draft, I would take him like, you know, maybe 8, 9.
Yeah, I'm just
I don't see him, at least early in the year, I don't see him being a regular starter.
On another fantasy team, if he ended up like on the Patriots or something, on the Rams, I'm not really feeling that at all. But I don't know.
He's like the Rams version of Devin Hester right now.
Yeah. I don't know. That would have to be way late for me, but
he could end up having a great year because Bradford needs someone to throw to. But he's going to get a lot of attention.
We both
from
agree,
defenses.
Not in early rounds.
Not
pick.
In the early
no,
rounds.
Absolutely
no,
absolutely not. Okay, next one. This is interesting. This league has some weird rules here. Do I keep Andre Johnson or do I take a top three randomly selected pick in round one? So basically, Andre Johnson or LeSean McCoy? Which one do you want? No, I'm just kidding. Andre Johnson or a top three pick?
Well, here's the thing. So I actually posted a response to this on the Facebook post that you put out today asking for questions. I don't know who else is going to be kept in this league. I mean, if Adrian Peterson, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Calvin Johnson.
Well, let's assume that if it's nobody else is keeping anybody, if AP and everybody's out there, you would take the top three pick.
Yeah, you take the top three pick.
Okay, so you're saying basically Andre Johnson is not top three.
I would say this. I think there are three receivers better than Andre Johnson this year, and we'll probably get to that next week in the podcast when we do top five wide receivers.
Definitely.
Spoiler alert. But I would if there's three obvious guys who are better than Andre Johnson, which there likely will be unless everyone's kept in this league, I would probably give up the pick.
I'm in another league, and this is one of my questions. I'm in a league where I can keep. Man, I talked about this league all the time, but it's very confusing. We decided to do a keeper where you can keep from the sixth round of the draft on.
Yeah.
And I happened to draft Alfred Morris in the last round of last year's draft.
Yes.
Who is, now in a lot of ways, a top 10 running back. Yeah, sure. I would say he's a top 10 running back. So I can either keep him and draft as usual, or I can drop, not keep him. And if I don't keep him, I get an extra fourth round pick. So would you rather keep Alfred Morris or have that extra pick in the fourth round of the draft?
Yeah, that's tough. That's like right on the border. I would probably keep him.
Right. I was leaning not because I always like to have the extra picks, but in a way I'm getting two first round picks.
Essentially.
Instead.
Yeah. I mean, Alfred Morris is.
And I draft 10.
Would I draft 10. Okay. So 1, 2, 3. So you're early in the fourth.
I know I would be late in the fourth.
It would be like a supplemental fourth round pick.
Yes.
That's right. You told me that.
Yeah.
Here's the question. Would Alfred Morris go higher than that in the draft? If the answer is yes, you keep Alfred Morris. If the answer is no,
he shouldn't.
Yeah, he shouldn't. But
this is a league that likes to take quarterbacks early. I mean, like Brady, so it's a, so it's Breeze, Brady, Breeze, and Rodgers will be gone by the time I pick a 10.
No offense to Marcus's teammates.
Right, by the time I pick a 10. That's why I like this league. By the time I pick a 10, those three quarterbacks will be gone. So I'm confident he'll be there. I don't know. It's a tough thing. I'm going back and forth on it. But,
I will say this. There, just for the purpose of randomly like starting and looking at guys.
Yes.
I had this. I had an issue of Sports Illustrated. Shout out to them.
Yeah. Cite your work.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's fine. And I'm re-ranking everything based off their terrible rankings. Now I'm not. I'm sorry, Sports right. Illustrated. Okay. They have Alfred Morris 10 as the 10th best running back.
That's my pick.
Do you think you're getting the 10th best running back in the fourth round of this draft?
No,
probably not.
Absolutely not.
That's why I'm thinking, even if these rankings are skewed, you probably keep him.
Right.
Because by the end of the, how many teams are in the league?
12.
Okay, 12 teams. Figure everyone's going to want two running backs. Well, and if by I the keep fourth him, then or I get fifth the... round, then you have 24 right. backs.
Yeah, that's true. They're going to be gone. So then I get two first round picks, really.
And
because
he's,
I get
and he's
him,
probably
then I get
getting
10,
the bulk
then I get,
of the carries.
Then I get the,
then
flip,
get the
on
flip
the second round.
I keep him.
Okay, that's it. Good. Finally, last question from Daniel. Want to trade for Von Miller?
No.
Who is now suspended for
six.
First six games of the year.
Yeah.
Interesting.
$800K down the drain.
Yikes. Let's talk Bears.
Hey, Doc Coach.
Coach. Coach was at practice today. Super Bowl.
Da Bears.
So what was that all about?
Tressman called him. Well, here's the thing. Dicka and the Bears.
Tressman called him.
Yeah, Tressman.
Said,
Michael, I...
Coach, would
I'm,
you
I'm
like
the,
to come out to
I'm
practice?
I'm the new coach of the Bears.
I thought it was pretty awesome when he came out today.
Yeah, no, the Bears and Mike Ditka's relationship has been strained for a very, very long time.
They're retiring his number.
They are retiring his number this year, which was a first step in kind of getting, and that was a George McCaskey deal.
They're like going
credit
to the Blackhawks route.
They are.
Aren't
they're,
they?
Yes, they are. They want to get all, well, Ditka's the last number they're going to retire. They made the announcement.
Because they have 80 numbers retired already.
They're running out of numbers.
They only have, how many guys in the roster?
They're petitioning the NFL
you can only have 52,
to get,
what is
to
it,
get 50, decimal points.
Is it a 51-man roster?
53.
53. So I think they only have 53 numbers left.
It's close.
They don't have any more numbers to
get. But the funny thing is, so they say it's the last number, but then you have as Urlacher. I mean, like Urlacher's number, if they hold strong, will never be retired.
No, and
which is crazy.
It probably should be, but it's
just
they'll
too bad. Honor him, but they won't retire.
Can they
anyway.
Unretire other numbers?
Sure,
things
they could.
They shouldn't have.
Yeah,
retired.
They could. They could if they want to, but you know that's kind of you know like you know throwing garbage on a grave.
So we had some really good things out of the Bears in the last preseason game.
We did
some not so good
a
things.
A few bad things
out of the Bears.
So basically, the stuff that's come up the last 2 days after the Chargers game is from the offensive side. Kyle Long, Jordan Mills on the offensive line, very good. But from a fantasy perspective. You know, you want to know, can they block for Matt Forte? Can they block for Jay Cutler?
Yes.
And the answer seems to be they're working on it.
Yeah.
They're getting better.
Well, he pulled off that 58-yard run.
Yeah.
And you had an outstanding block on that play from Jermon Bushrod.
Correct. He is good.
Plowed a guy. As well as, was it one of the receivers had a great block on that play? Was it Alshon Jeffrey?
I think he had
a great block
I think
on
it was
that
him.
Play. Yeah, I think it was him. That was nice to see. It was
big,
good to see
Forte
pull off a gain like that.
Yeah,
and not
big
only
game
did
from
he
Forte.
Have good blocking, but he put a sick move out there. So he looks like he could be top five. I mean, especially if you're in a PPR league, he could catch a lot of balls. I mean, I just don't
see. Here's the thing. Now you say that, and then Brandon Marshall was the only target for Jay Cutler last year. And today after practice, Jay Cutler said, we need to get the ball to other people besides Brandon and Matt.
Yeah.
So they are making, at least they want to, or they're saying they want to spread the ball around.
Right.
And that includes Martellus Bennett. That includes Alshon Jeffrey. Even Michael Bush to spell Forte a little bit. Now, how much of that will actually happen? Who knows?
Right.
They're not bringing the whole playbook out in week three against the Raiders, and none of the starters are probably going to play in week four.
No.
So
they've
this,
already said Cutler's not playing.
Cutler's not playing. Josh McCown's not even playing.
No. That's, yeah, it's going to be all Jesse Palmer alert.
It's not Jesse Palmer. It's
Jordan Palmer.
Jordan
alert.
Palmer.
Jordan Palmer alert.
Yeah, not the Bachelor.
Not the Bachelor.
Carson Palmer's brother.
That's right.
and Trent Edwards. Very exciting.
Yeah.
It reminds me of a Bears game I went to when I was a young man and I saw Henry Burris play for an entire game.
Wow, that was terrible.
That made me not like football for a while.
So what should we look for in week three? They're playing Oakland Friday night, correct?
You want to see the offense move the ball. You want to see the offense score points. You want to see Jay Cutler make good decisions.
Yep.
You want to see the offensive line block. And you want to see nobody get hurt.
Are you buying those two rookies?
You know what?
Kyle Long looked.
I'm
like
100% buying Kyle Long.
Oh, dude!
And he's going to make mistakes, and that's fine. But I'm totally buying Kyle Long.
The more games he has like that, you can just see the confidence coming out of that guy, and he's going to feel like he can just destroy anybody.
That is the future right tackle of the Bears, by the way. Not this year, but that's it's going to...
We talked about this last week.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
You kind of talked me down, but now you're feeling it a little bit more.
I'm saying not this year. I'm saying future.
Future.
That means not now.
Just right tackle. Not left tackle?
No, not left tackle. And Jordan Mills is a guy that I really like. He's like the nicest guy in the world. It'll wear off, but right now he's so media friendly, it's crazy.
Really?
Yes, he's willing to talk every day for as long as you want about anything you want. Him and Kyle Long are becoming like best friends. They should be a buddy like sitcom. It's great.
So we'll talk about receivers next week, but Brandon Marshall getting all those looks. I mean, he's going to get a lot of looks.
He's still going to get a lot of looks.
He is, and I don't. As a Bears fan, I don't have a problem with that. I know everybody's freaking out about.
He's the security blanket.
Oh,
for
they
Cutler.
Need to dish the ball around and all this stuff. They still won 10 games last year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, other guys have to get work, but I think that's going to happen when, to me, if you work Marshall really hard early, that's going to draw even more attention toward him and open other things up.
Let me put it this way. Even if he has a down year from last year's massive season, let's say he catches only 80% of the balls he caught last year.
Right.
He still has a 95 catch season.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
As long as he can stay healthy with that hip.
Yes, and I think he'll be okay. They've really limited him and basically let him heal as much as he can. He's definitely going to go into the season as healthy, barring injury in the next game, as healthy as you can be. So, but he's, you know, as much as they want to spread the ball around them, as much as they want to give it to Forte, as much as they want to go to other guys, Martellus Bennett, Brandon Marshall is still going to be the guy Jay Cutler looks to first all the time, no matter what. So he is going to be probably one of them. He's in my top five. I haven't done the rankings yet, but he'll be in my top five.
Yeah, definitely. I think he has to be. All right, so you want to wrap it up here. Going ahead to next week, email us fantasyfestivus@gmail.com.
That's, I need more people to defeat.
That's F-E-S-T-I-V-U-S.
Yes.
Not A-S.
Festivus.
Festivus. It is the... fantasy sports podcast for the rest of us.
Fantasy Festivus.
We do not do a lot of Seinfeld references for a sort
considering
of
the name of our podcast.
We really do not.
No.
Probably for legal reasons.
I wish I had. I wish I had man hands.
We should probably avoid them for legal reasons. But anyway, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
See you later.